They now came upon more and more of the big scarlet poppies, and fewer of the other flowers. And soon they found themselves in the midst of a great meadow of poppies. Now, it is well known that when there are many of these flowers together, their odor is so powerful that anyone who breathes it falls asleep. And if the sleeper is not carried away from the scent of the flowers, he sleeps on and on forever. But Dorothy did not know this, nor could she get away from the bright red flowers that were everywhere about. So presently her eyes grew heavy, and she felt she must sit down to rest and to sleep. But the Tin Woodman would not let her do this.
"We must hurry and get back to the road of yellow brick before dark,"
he said, and the Scarecrow agreed with him. So they kept walking until Dorothy could stand no longer. Her eyes closed in spite of herself, and she forgot where she was and fell among the poppies, fast asleep.
"What shall we do?"
asked the Tin Woodman.
"If we leave her here, she will die,"
said the Lion.
"The smell of the flowers is killing us all.
I myself can scarcely keep my eyes open, and the dog is asleep already."
It was true. Toto had fallen down beside his little mistress, but the Scarecrow and the Tin Woodman, not being made of flesh, were not troubled by the scent of the flowers.